What comes first, the perfectionist or the dancer? One thing I am always open about is that I am a recovering perfectionist. But there's no doubt the road to recovering from being a perfectionist is anything but easy. In fact, it is a constant journey. Today, I want to talk a little bit more about how dancers can work to unravel the perfectionism they feel within the studio, but mainly at mealtimes. Let's dive into Hi, I'm Rachel Fine. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, helping dancers heal from dancer diet culture and build more supportive mealtime and studio time habits. With unfortunate and unattainable body ideals being at the forefront of the dance industry, and a grind culture mindset, often encouraging dancers, and I quote, to go hard or go home. It's easy for dancers to fall vulnerable to perfectionist tendencies when it comes to the pursuit of their dance careers. High expectations set forth by the culture, studio cultures, company cultures, coupled with a competitive and more high-intense environment, means that dancers are especially prone to picking up tendencies that become more harmful than helpful, especially when it comes to their health and performance goals. Identifying the root of perfectionist tendencies can help in the process of you starting to unravel them. I want you to ask yourself if any of the following statements sound familiar. The harder I work, the better I'll do. Restricting my food intake will definitely put me ahead. Giving up any outside distractions will allow me to focus in the studio. I need to eat healthfully 100% of the time if I'm going to pursue this professionally. I'll never be happy unless I succeed. If any of those thoughts sound familiar, I want you to first recognize these as being very absolute types of thoughts in your thinking. Now consider where some of these thoughts originate from. Oftentimes, they originate from our youngest years at the dance studio. Teachers who might have suggested that you go home and practice, do a couple more reps here and there, all to better your performance. For dancers, especially, perfectionist tendencies, a lot of them do stem from the studio. And the reinforcement from teachers is what drives the oftentimes fixation around some behaviors. Let's say, for example, you observe another dancer being rewarded for their recent weight loss or what could be assumed to be a body composition change. Or perhaps you have fellow dancers that are being cast in some lead roles and you suspect it's because of maybe the way they look or maybe even the way they have been training in the recent past. You might believe that because of such reinforcement from those higher up, certain expectations, like, as an example, lower body weights, or perhaps only eating, and I quote, healthier, clean foods, are the standard that you now have to uphold. But understand that these standards aren't just built on faulty framework, they also can be quite harmful to you and your fellow dancers. So, identifying some of these absolutes in your thinking, or all or nothing thinking, like, my pirouettes are never good enough. If I break my perfect diet, I am a failure. If I eat only one cookie, I've completely messed up. I may as well eat all of the cookies or none at all. I always need to look perfect in front of others. And if I don't, then I shouldn't even be going out. If I don't get the lead role, I don't deserve to be in this school. These are just some examples of some thoughts that might feel relatable and some of which you can start to identify as being pretty unhelpful thoughts to both your short-term and your long-term performance. So now let's unravel some personal triggers. Working with a licensed mental health practitioner is incredibly helpful in this work. And cognitive behavioral therapy is one such way that dancers can begin to start to unravel some of this. Considering some helpful prompts like, what was I saying to myself at that moment? Or, what do I think will happen in this situation if I don't make the lead role? Will I really not deserve to be at this school? Examine the evidence and fact check. First, are your current behaviors evidence for your perfectionism? Are you avoiding certain situations in fear of, let's say, not achieving the standards your perfectionistic standards have set forth? Are you procrastinating? or waiting until the last possible dancer in line to get through the combination? Are you practicing very goal achievement types of behaviors, like constantly practicing your pirouettes until they are, and I quote, perfect? Are you only looking for reassurance from others, constantly asking your teachers for feedback and recognition? Check some of the facts. Is constant repetition of your pirouettes actually going to help you at that moment? Likely not. I think we've all experienced those moments where we are trying to improve on a certain step, and over fixating it often just leads you to either messing up more and ultimately taking some steps back, or dare I say, time away from the studio is really what you need at that moment. We can also do the work of fact checking and asking ourselves, you know, what facts and experiences support what I am believing to be true. If I eat the dessert, am I automatically going to be, and I quote, unhealthy? Remember, no one single food will ever make or break your performance. Our patterns over time matter way more than any one food. We can also think about compassionate curiosity. How would you talk to a friend who might be struggling with the same perfectionistic thoughts? Oftentimes, when we're thinking about how we would speak to a friend, or maybe how we would speak to a child, we often approach it more compassionately versus when we are speaking to ourselves about the same challenges. So channel that compassion as you begin to unravel some of this work for yourself. We also want to acknowledge flexibility. This is extra hard for those who are prone to a perfectionist mindset. Again, working alongside a mental health practitioner can very much help with some exposure work. We often see this with behaviors like avoiding fear foods, or even behaviors like body checking or body avoidance. Working alongside a mental health practitioner and even a registered dietitian nutritionist who is well-versed in working with disordered eating and eating disorders can help in the reintroduction of fear foods throughout your daily meal plans. Ultimately, hoping to reduce the novelty around these foods, make them more accessible and reliable for you at any given point. Last but not least, when it comes to unraveling perfectionist tendencies, especially at mealtimes or in the studio, I want you to welcome a bit of discomfort here. There's no doubt that a dancer who does struggle with perfectionism finds a lot of comfort in their perfectionism. I often call this the comfort of control. In fact, it's human nature to feel comforted when we have control over our surroundings. But for dancers especially, many aspects in a dancer's life end up being out of their immediate controls. So the tendency to turn to behaviors that control immediate surroundings is quite common. And this is where we often see disordered eating or restrictive eating, even like clean eating, come into the conversation. Perfectionism can feel safe. An example would be measuring ingredients out and knowing exactly what you're eating or exactly what is in your meals at any given time. It goes back to that feeling of control. In these situations, give yourself permission to experience a bit of discomfort. What would happen if you stopped using the measuring utensils? If you started using generalized measuring, like with your hands or just with a general spoonful or a forkful of any certain type of food? Can you even challenge yourself to cook a recipe without having to precisely measure all foods? Can you challenge yourself with eating a meal or a snack that is not created by you, that's created by someone else, where you might not necessarily know every ingredient within that dish? These all help to build some exposure experiences in channeling your perfectionism and building more comfort despite the discomfort that you might feel in moving away from those perfectionist tendencies. But I cannot stress it enough. If you do struggle with perfectionism, a type A, all or nothing mindset, that black or white thinking, it will be incredibly supportive if you seek support from a licensed mental health practitioner. Doing this work alongside the work of a registered dietitian nutritionist who can help to ensure that you are providing your body with baseline nourishment while still challenging some of those safe foods and fear foods will be incredibly helpful with how you start to navigate and recover from the limitations that perfectionism might unknowingly be causing for you in the studio. I hope you found this discussion helpful, but you can always reach out if questions exist. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon.